Hey, this is Mr. I Think Different, Antoine Royale, and I'm here to talk about being by yourself. Now, I have about like 4 or 5 people, most, you know, they're women, of course, and they ask me, they say, why are you so mean? Why are you so evil? Why am I considered mean and evil? Because I don't care to be in a relationship. I think it's safe to be by yourself. You ever see somebody try to call their husband and wife, and then when they don't answer the phone to pick up, they got that little, they look through, like this little look in their eyes, like maybe they doing something, maybe they not. And then like a person can have one little disagreement with their mate in the morning to fuck that person day up. They go to work taking it out on everybody. I don't want that shit, and I don't see nothing but aggravation. And then they try to make jokes out of it. This is just me personally. I love women in this entirety. But I would never, ever trust a woman at all when it comes to relationships. That's just the way I work. I grew up seeing my mom and all her sisters play with people. I probably had about 2 or 3 situations where I got hurt. That wasn't about nothing because I had mostly good women most of my life on a platonic level. And then, you know, I start to see and understand that it's just about romance, not love. And then I look at everybody around me that be going through similar stuff. And I'm like, y'all out here getting hurt and hurting people back and forth. And then y'all, like, they say insanity, right? Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Why do y'all break up just to get back with people over and over when it's supposed to be platonic? Like, y'all can have the romantic feelings and all that. I'm not knocking anybody that wants to be in a relationship. I'm just telling you what I feel. I have no trust in the human race as far as, you know, with my heart as far as that. But the one thing with me is I'm a very loving person. I'm very giving. I'm very, I'm empathetic. I'm not sympathetic, but I'm empathetic. For the most part, just get up off your ass and hustle. I don't like people complaining, crying in my face. I don't understand the shit that women be crying about. So therefore, I don't even try to, because to me, it's dumb shit. Just like to us, like to y'all, some of the shit we get mad about or whatever that we're into is dumb shit to the women. So I like, you know, it just frustrates me in a sense, the way I have to let it out. And I'm like, no, I choose to be alone. Alone doesn't mean lonely. I'm not weak, I'm not vulnerable, and I'm not desperate. I don't cry every day to say, oh, I want somebody, I'm yearning for... No, I don't even trust nobody enough. I don't even like people being in my house. So I don't even trust nobody enough to even be that close. So what do I want with a relationship? What is it going to do? What is it going to turn into? It's nothing but aggravation along the way. I don't want it. So because somebody doesn't want what you want or what the society think is right, because y'all all like brainwashed and manipulated anyway to think that you need this and have to go about doing things this way when it's not really like that. Y'all stuck in the flesh and not the spirit. So y'all think I'm wrong for how I feel. Everybody doesn't desire to be in a relationship. Everybody doesn't desire to be codependent upon a mate. Everybody doesn't desire that. Everybody doesn't desire a whole bunch of fucking kids running around dirty in the crib, but punching holes in the wall, painting the walls with crayons and shit, yelling, keep going up to the school, doctor's appointment. Ain't nobody got time for that shit. That shit is aggravating. It's aggravating and it's tiresome. And y'all know I'm telling the truth. Y'all just willing to do it because you think it's cute just because I have somebody in my life. For women, that shit cool, but there's no benefit for a person like me because I don't see the benefit at all for me. Because all it is nagging, crying, yelling. Like, for what? Why do I always got to be like a fucking babysitter to a fucking woman's emotions? No, because then when I feel some type of way, it's, oh, man up, get the fuck over it. No. I don't feel like feeling for people. And so please stop asking me, why am I not in a relationship? Why don't you feel? What is the fucking point? When we can get straight to the point and leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? I have a lot of like female associates and acquaintances that I don't have sex with. I'm going to say like, not everyone, but like, you know, most of them I don't have sex with, right? And the ones I do, you know, choose to partake in, I know I'm honest. They don't know the other person I'm doing whoever with, but they know like what it is. And I deal with mature people. And it's not even just about sex. Like, even the ones I don't have sex with, I have the same relationship with them as the ones that I do have sex with. So for me, And I don't have a lot of people. I'm not into that. I have like a three, you know what I'm saying, or four cycle rotation. I don't need a million and one bitches, randoms and all that. So for me, I just like to keep it cool. And the ones I'm not hitting, the ones I do hit, they the same way. Like the ones that I do keep close to me, they do for me. And they look out for me in ways where I don't even have to ask half the time. So therefore, I do for them. There's no romantic feeling just because she did something for me. Like, I ain't no fucking female. It's a cool feeling. Like, damn, you family. I love you. And it's entirety. Nobody knows what love is because they base it off emotion and religion and whatever else limits the word love. It's not just catered towards the fucking emotional part. It's towards the spirit. And like, you're not going to love your... Like, you say, I love you. That's not the same way you mean it when you say you love your son. Or you love your mom, or you love your brother, or love your sister. When you say, I love you, your wife and all that, or your husband, you're saying it in a... you probably mean it that way, but you're saying it, meaning it like, you putting that extra, I love you, want to touch and feel on you type. That's not what love is. Love is when you love your brother, sister, mother. That's what love is. And if you can keep that, like, type of love towards the person you deal with. I know the emotions is regular. That's the raise. They come and go. Because you fall in and out of love. That come and go. But when you love a person, that's what matters. A lot of y'all don't love each other. Y'all just fall in love with each other. And that shit come and go. You fall in and out of love with a person. And instead of y'all working it back up, like mature beings in old school used to do, y'all just choose to leave. But keep talking about y'all desperate for love. You probably had the person that you were supposed to be with, but you ran because you were a dickhead and you immature and you don't know how to deal with your feelings. So please, 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 ladies, I love y'all. I think y'all are like the most amazing creatures on this earth. Amazing creatures. Y'all witty, y'all crafty, y'all manipulators in a good sense, like persuasive, all that. And I talk to women all the time, but like when it comes to that part right there, I don't want to hear it because I have no sympathy. And then like, I'll cuss you out. Like, I'll give you so much of the truth and it'd be so harsh. And that's what I love about my homies, my female homies. Not like that. It's not... It's harsh, but it's not harsh. And they're harsh with me, too, with the truth. And I love it because they like sisters. It's like family. And the ones that I hit, it's the same way. I just don't spend as much time with them. And they spend time with the ones that I don't hit. And they all spend time together. So it's like, it's no reason for me to even be like, And then you nut-ass niggas keep lying. Yeah, you the only one. Then you go fucking another bitch. She find out. She drawn. All of a sudden, she drawn when she want to slash your windows and shit. Yeah, she do. But what the fuck? She supposed to let you do what you want? Because when a motherfucker want to do what he want, you going to react the way you supposed to react when they try and play you, whether it's a male or female. So why in a relationship you can't take it from that point? I don't know. See, it's too much selfishness going on in the world today. And I don't know what's going on, but that's not me. But maybe it's me. I think different. Peace.